greet our friends everywhere with Chapter 1 of The Long, Sad Trail, the story of Marcus Whitman, pioneer medical missionary to the Pacific Northwest. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, brought to you by the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago. There's a true legend in the history of our land that says, in the year 1831, four Indian chiefs of the Nez Perce tribe appeared in the city of St. Louis. Out of the far northwest that is now Oregon, they came, walking all the way, swimming over great rivers like the Mississippi and the Platte. For they heard that the white man possessed the Book of Heaven, and they came to beg teachers to go back with them so that their people might know what the book contained. Knowledge of the only true God and how he must be worshipped. In St. Louis, the white men were cordial to the four chiefs. They showed them the Book of Heaven called the Bible and explained how God's Son had lived on earth as a man 2,000 years ago. But no teacher dared to go back with the chiefs to the Northwest Country and explain these things to the Nez Perce tribe.
I made my way to you with strong arms through many enemies and strange lands, that I might carry back much to my people. I go back with both arms broken and empty. I go back now down the long, sad trail to my people of the dark land. When I tell my poor people in the big council that I did not bring the book, nor any teachers of the book, no word will be spoken by our old men or our young braves. One by one they will rise up and go out in silence. My people will die in darkness, and they will go on the long path to the hunting grounds. No white man will go with them, and no white man's book to make the way plain. I go back now down the long, sad trail to my people of the dark land.
And so we let them go back, my Christian friends. We let those chiefs go back 2,000 miles into darkness because there was no one who would go with them. And now 3 years have gone by, and still not a single teacher has left our civilized United States to take the gospel to the Indians across the Rocky Mountains. But this spring, our great American Board of Commissioners for Foreign Missions, with its great headquarters in the city of Boston, will send forth a party to explore the land for future mission stations to these Indians. And I have been commissioned to go. But who will go with me west to the Indians? Who beg you to come to them? Who will go to these Indians? Is there one here tonight?
Message, Mr. Parker.
Yes, young man?
I want to go west with you, sir. God is calling me to take the gospel to the Indians.
God bless you, young man.
When you're ready to go, I'm ready.
Well, that's fine. Of course, there are certain things that...
Powerful message tonight, Brother Parker.
Thank you. Mr.
Whitman, Marcus Whitman.
Mr. Whitman, I believe we should pursue this matter further. It seems to me the minister's study opens from this hall... Shall we step inside where we can be alone? Just sit down, Mr. Whitman, right there. I'll clear these papers away from the chair. My word, what a slovenly mess for the study of a minister of the gospel.
Mr. Parker, when I heard you tonight, I knew. God wants me as missionary to the Indians, as sure as a young one needs a tonic in the spring. I'm going to explore those western lands right beside you.
Well, now, Mr. Whitman, this response to my sermonic entreaty is most gratifying. I've preached for the Indian cause all over western New York State this winter, and you're the first, The very first to answer the call.
When do we start west?
Of course, Mr. Whitman, there is much more involved than a mere tug at the heartstrings. You must realize that.
I can finish up my business here in 2 weeks.
Ah, yes. You see, we must work through channels, Mr. Whitman, and our particular channel is the American Board of Commissioners. There must be formal application.
I see.
Letters of recommendation must be sought. But don't misunderstand me, Mr. Whitman. I'm not putting you off. I can start your application on its way tonight. That is, if you're serious about this.
As God is my witness, I am serious.
Well, then, there must be some paper here somewhere. Yes. Your age, Mr. Whitman?
33.
Married, I assume?
No, sir.
Probably just as well. Wives have a way of objecting. Profession?
Medical doctor, sir.
Yes, I thought as much. Your reference to tonic. Excellent qualification for mission work. You are licensed to practice.
Graduated from Fairfield College, sir.
Good, good.
6 years experience in Canada. One here in New York State. Writer in Wheeler.
Your own health?
Good.
You see, our American board will want to know all these facts.
I know.
And then your call. You were engrossed in your medical profession until you heard the story of the Nez Perce chieftains, as I told it tonight. And suddenly your heart twisted within you, and you knew of a certainty that God was speaking
to you.
Not
exactly, Mr. Parker. God called me to the Indians last spring.
Last spring?
Back last June. I knew he was calling me west.
But you did nothing about this call until you heard me preach.
Yes, sir, I did.
What?
I made application to your American Board of Commissioners.
But the board knew I was searching for somebody to accompany me. They didn't mention your name. This is very strange.
Maybe not so strange.
How's that?
The board turned me down. That's why you didn't hear my name.
Turned down your application?
That's right, sir.
For what reason?
Health, Mr. Parker. They said my health wasn't good enough. To the American Board of Commissioners, Beacon Street, Boston, Massachusetts. Dear Mr. Green, I have had an interview with the Reverend Samuel Parker upon the subject of missions and have determined to offer myself to accompany him beyond the Rocky Mountains. My health is so much restored that I think it will offer me no impediment. I find no
inconvenience. I hereby certify that I have been intimately acquainted with Dr. Marcus Whitman for about 2 years. During the time, I have been pastor of the Presbyterian Church of Wheeler, New York, that he is a member in good standing and a ruling elder in said church. Highly esteemed as a Christian of hopeful piety and possessing in a good degree.
His professional skill is good, his piety consistent and persevering, and his talents and acquirements quite respectable. Should he be sent, I may say he will be a judicious appointment.
Well, Mr. Green, you've often said that great patience and perseverance are two most important qualities in any missionary, especially to the great unexplored West. Well, this Whitman has them.
Because he won't take no for an answer? This is the same Whitman we turned down 6 months ago.
Exactly, and he's undiscouraged.
I think he's foolish. We said no once.
Well, yes, because of his health, but he writes his health is better now.
He writes?
Well, he should know. He's a doctor.
And doctors don't take care of themselves. Now, my cousin married a doctor.
Well, after all, it was only a pain in the side, as I recall. Could have been anything.
Of course it could. Pain in the side. Now, my cousin's husband.
And he's been carrying on his practice, too.
Then why does he want to leave? Believe me, Mr. Hill, any ailment can be very much of a handicap in a profession. Now, take my simple headaches, for example.
But Dr. Whitman seems to have an unquenchable desire to minister to the Indian. Now, can I say no to it twice?
Sick missionaries run up a prodigious amount of expenditures.
Yes, but Samuel Parker is a very cautious man.
Ha! Stingy!
Highly cautious in money matters. Now, he wouldn't want a sick man on this reconnoitering trip.
Is Dr. Whitman married?
Well, I suppose so. No, I don't think so.
Not married? That's a hindrance, Mr. Hill.
Well, in this case, I wonder. How would you transport a female on the overland route? Well, they can't get a wagon across those Rocky Mountains, I hear.
Well, the board meets first week in January. Let them vote again.
Well, yes. Dr. Whitman must wait until January for his answer. But meantime, I believe you should write a secretary.
I can't encourage him.
Well, perhaps if you gave him something on, oh, say, the philosophy of Christian missions.
Well, all right. That can't do any harm. To minister to our wandering tribes, great patience, fortitude, and perseverance are necessary. Nothing but an unquenchable desire to do good to the souls of the Indians will do.
Marcus, riding through Wheeler, saw your office window open.
Oh, come in, Mr. Parker. Excuse the clutter. I've been getting my records caught up.
Heard from Boston yet?
One letter from Mr. Green.
Excellent. What did he say?
Not much. A lot of philosophizing about the qualifications an ambassador of the good news must have. I know all that. I want a definite answer. Will they accept me or won't they?
Cheer up, Marcus. I have a month's work at least before I can start. Plan to work out a very detailed budget, for one thing. This takes time. And then I plan to do more speaking. I'm still hopeful for more recruits.
And so, we let them go back, my Christian friends. We let those chiefs go back 2,000 miles into darkness because there was no one who would go with them. 3 years have gone by, and still not a single teacher has left our civilized United States to take the gospel to the Indian across the Rocky Mountains. Who will go west with me? West to the Indians who beg you to come. Who will go? Is there one here tonight?
Mr. Parker.
Good evening, ma'am.
Narcissa Prentice, Mr. Parker.
Delighted to meet you, Miss Prentice. I know your father, Judge Prentice, from Amity.
My father wouldn't approve of what I'm going to ask you.
What's that?
Mr. Parker, I listened to what you said tonight about Western Indians dying in ignorance of Jesus Christ. It tore my heart apart, Mr. Parker, and then it set it on fire. Mr. Parker, do you suppose the American Board of Commissioners for Foreign Missionaries could make any use whatsoever of a single female missionary to the Indians?
Miss Prentice, I don't know what to say.
I'm well trained, graduated from Emma Willard in Troy. I've taught for almost 6 years. I'm not so young. I'm almost 30.
Miss Prentice, the board is composed of Boston men, you realize, and, well, this has never been done before. Why, Miss Prentice, a white woman has never crossed the Rocky Mountains.
I know that, but I had to ask. Do you suppose they could find any use for a single female missionary to the Indians?
My people will die in darkness, and they will go on the long path to the other hunting grounds. No white man will go with them, and no white man's book to make the way plain. I go back now down the long, sad trail to my people of the dark land.
And so we conclude Chapter 1 of The Long, Sad Trail, the story of Marcus Whitman, pioneer medical missionary to the Pacific Northwest. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, which come to you transcribed from the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.